This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Kim St. Ange filling in for Mark just today. He'll be back tomorrow alongside Carl Middleman, and Sue Thomas is helping you navigate any sort of traffic issues that we're having because, of course, we had that big, well, really, really pretty snow on Saturday.
Oh.
Just perfect because it didn't really coat the streets, but it was, you could make snowballs and snowmen. It was so pretty. And then more snow could be falling this morning. You just heard Dave Murray talking about how it should be out of here by 10 a.m., but that still could impact morning commute. So just a heads up, Sue might end up having a busy morning. But wow, it's like every day I feel like so much happens these days, right? Like I think about the history books that they're going to be working on for kids to read in 10 years. And the amount of stuff that has happened in just the last handful of months could be enough to fill probably two history books.
Oh, Kim, our schools don't have enough money to get new history books in 10 years.
Well, that's true, you know, because if the Democrats win back control in 2028, they're going to make sure that history is not taught. Like, we can't teach about Christopher Columbus because he's, you know, a racist and a sexist. We have to erase all history, right? If there's any whiff of sexism or misogyny, get rid of it. We can't teach kids about that. I hope that Trump can seriously dismantle the Department of Education like he's talked about. And it's just going to put control back into the state's hands. That's what needed to be done. It's gotten completely out of hand what has infiltrated our schools. In fact, I was doom scrolling on Facebook last night and I saw a post from my friend Lindy, and it was talking about St. Louis County Library. And it says, come test your knowledge of the iconic show RuPaul's Drag Race in preparation for the premiere of season 17. Join for fun and prizes at the Grants View branch. It's open for teens and adults. Guys, it's RuPaul's Drag. Can you see this? I'm holding it up if you're streaming on Facebook or YouTube, whatever. The lighting is not that great, but it's Drag Race Trivia. That's what our tax dollars are supporting these days. That's insane. Teens, I don't think that teens need to be going. I don't think anybody needs to be going to drag race trivia. This is seriously what our country has come to. And I'm so excited about these latest nominations. Kash Patel over the weekend, Trump named him as FBI director, which means that Christopher Wray should probably start packing his bags, whether he waits to get fired or just resigns on his own, which I think will probably happen. I don't think he wants Trump to be able to say, you know, you fired. Wouldn't Trump love that? One more, you fired. Christopher Wray, he, you know, Trump appointed him back in 2017. So technically his term, it's a 10-year term, wouldn't expire until 2027. But it's been a disaster. We need an overhaul of the FBI, the DOJ as a whole, and Kash Patel is absolutely the guy to do it. All right, coming up this hour, we have Hans von Spakovsky. I feel like every time we talk to Hans or about Hans, we have to say his name in that accent because it just sounds fancier. He's the senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. And I want to talk about what just happened with Biden pardoning his son, Hunter, because no one should be surprised by that. He was supposed to be sentenced in a couple days. And shocker, right as Kash Patel is named as the FBI director, Biden makes sure that he you know, pardons him and says that he was unfairly treated and all of the things. So no surprise there. And honestly, I'm frustrated about that because I think it's much bigger than just pardoning him for the gun and tax charges. I think it's him trying to protect his entire family from all the corruption that they've been part of for the last several years, including the business dealings, the Burisma, which, by the way, Hunter joined the Burisma board back in 2014. And that's when the pardon extends to. Isn't that shocking? How timely that pardon says, you know, any crimes he did commit or may have committed from 2014 to 2024, done, right? Unconditional pardon. So, no, again, no one's surprised there. All right, Carl, we need to get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist. But let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, how many times did we hear Joe Biden, Karine Jean-Pierre, you know, vehemently deny any sort of a plan to pardon his son? We knew this was always going to happen. You should not be surprised by this, especially after Biden's own party pushed him out. I'm looking at you, Nancy Pelosi. That's really when Biden's like, all right, forget this. I'm going to pardon my son.
To my party, do not underestimate AOC. She's young, she's vibrant, she's attractive. I think she's wrong on everything, but she does have real grassroots support.
You know, I can't stand AOC. I disagree with her on everything. But I think Monica Crowley, the former Trump official, I think she has a point. It's a scary thought. But look, I know we're still celebrating the win that Donald Trump just got, and we should be. But we know the Dems are already cooking something up for 2028 to try to win back control. And Crowley's saying, guys, don't underestimate AOC.
The fact that Kash Patel is profoundly unqualified for this job is not even like a matter for debate.
That right there, Andrew McCabe on MSNBC. The left is losing its mind over the idea of Kash Patel leading the FBI. The guy's going to go in there and be a disruptor, which is exactly what we need.
Then we need to decrease what I call government creep with personnel. The FBI's footprint has gotten so freaking big. And the biggest problem the FBI has had has come out of its intel shops.
And that right there is why the left is freaking out over the idea of Kash Patel leading the FBI. That was an interview that he did back in September talking about how he would shut down the Hoover building, which is the headquarters, and he would reopen it as a museum of the deep state. The more I listened to this guy, I was going down a rabbit hole listening to interviews that he's done in the past. I think he's exactly what we need. We really need an overhaul. You know, it's not like it's just people on the right who don't trust the FBI, who don't trust the Department of Justice. The Gallup poll from 2023 talked about how 66% of people, that's people on both sides of the aisle, they don't trust the DOJ. They don't trust them to be doing a good job, to be telling the truth, to be transparent. And Kash Patel has said that he wants to come in there. He wants to fire FBI officials who have basically not been doing their job. He wants to go after some of the people who are leaking this information to journalists, because we know that's happened. Now, if you go Google his name and you click on some of these headlines from, you know, mainstream media, MSNBC, NBC, CNN, you see them talk about how Kash Patel is not, you know, he's not qualified for this. And that how many people have they tried to say that about? Pete Hegseth, Department of Defense Secretary. That's like their go-to argument, is that they're not qualified for the job, which is just bogus. Listen to this background that Patel has, okay? He was chief of staff at the Department of Defense, deputy director of the National Security Council, senior staffer at the House Intelligence Committee, federal prosecutor under the Obama administration. This guy absolutely has the qualifications, in my opinion, for that role. They also probably don't like the fact that Kash Patel has written a couple books, including one that's called Government Gangsters, The Deep State, The Truth, and The Battle for Our Democracy. That's exactly what this is. And it's dumbfounding to me. It's laughable, actually, that I've been watching. You know, we in the newsroom here in the studio, we have a TV up with all the different outlets, you know, the mainstream media outlets, and you can see what they're talking about. And a lot of their headlines talk about how he's a loyalist. Well, yeah. Again, why are people so upset that Trump is picking people, appointing people who are loyal to him? Is he going to intentionally pick somebody who's not loyal? Because the reason why the American people overwhelmingly voted for Donald Trump is because they want change. They want real change. And that might mean dismantling the FBI to some degree, dismantling the Department of Education. Things that Trump was clear about when he was campaigning. This should not shock anybody. And yet, here we are, people, again, freaking out, acting like this is brand new information that Trump's going to do this and that he's going to pick people who are going to move forward with that plan. It's laughable. All right. Coming up after the break, we have Hans von Spakovsky again from the Heritage Foundation. I want to talk more about what's going on with Hunter Biden, with his dad, Joe, giving him the old pardon. What does this mean moving forward? I'm Kim Sainanji.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention, everyone. Wayfair's Black Friday preview sale is here early. Right now, get up to 70% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on furniture and bedding, cookware and holiday decor, and tons more. Now's the time to score big on finds to feast, get festive, and get comfortable all season long. Plus, enjoy fast and easy shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 70% off early Black Friday deals. Shop now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And for Mark.
As we sit here in Normandy, your son Hunter is on trial, and I know that you cannot speak about an ongoing federal prosecution, but let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans von Spakovsky, the senior legal fellow there at the Heritage Foundation. Hey, good morning to you. How are you?
Kim, I'm doing just fine, thanks.
We have to talk about this pardon because we heard, including in that little clip we played right there, you know, Biden said over and over again, you know, I'm not going to pardon my son. I'm not going to pardon him. Well, of course he did. Are you surprised?
No, not at all. Someone asked me this a month ago about the fact that he had consistently, repeatedly promised, and I said, it's 100% guaranteed he will pardon his son. Listen, the people should read the pardon statement. It is a grand display of the arrogance, the mendacity, and the obnoxiousness of Joe Biden. According to that, these criminal charges were brought by his political opponents. The last I heard, his political opponents weren't in charge of his Justice Department. He said that his son was selectively prosecuted. In other words, he's accusing his own Attorney General, Merrick Garland, of being corrupt. Oh, and he says the plea deal that fell apart on the gun charges, he's accusing that federal judge of corruption, giving in to political pressure. Like I said, it is just unbelievable, the arrogance that you see throughout this thing. His poor little son, he really didn't do anything wrong. He was just late paying his taxes. Late? He didn't pay millions of dollars. He says that his son was treated differently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, He was treated with kid gloves throughout this whole process. There were all kinds of criminal charges that could have been brought that weren't. Like I said, it is just a grand display of the arrogance of Joe Biden and the fact that really he thinks of himself and his family as if they're royalty who should be immune from the ordinary processes that we all are subject to.
Which is funny because a lot of people are sharing that post on X that Biden made, I think in May of this year, that said no one is above the law. Obviously, speaking about Trump, well, now that's not aged really well. I think my biggest concern, Hans, would be the time frame of this pardon, because it talks about how it covers any crimes he has committed or may have committed between January 1st, 2014 through December 1st of 2024. So almost an 11-year time span. And that first date, the 2014, is really crucial because that's when Hunter Biden joined the board at Burisma. So do you,
that's
I feel
right.
like this is bigger than just the tax and gun charges. I feel like this is an effort to protect the Biden family from their corruption being exposed.
This, you are absolutely right to focus on that. This is a blanket pardon for absolutely everything and anything he might have done during that time period. This sinks every single federal charge that's been brought against him, all of them. So basically, Hunter Biden is going to have an extraordinary Christmas because he's free and clear and doesn't have to worry about anything.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I know that they can't go after Hunter Biden for anything more like that came out from, say, Devin Archer's testimony. But this doesn't mean, I mean, I don't think that Joe Biden would ever face charges for what the corruption that his family has been part of. But I mean, that wouldn't stop them from being able to go after Joe Biden. It just means they can't go after Hunter, right?
That is true, but by the time there's a new president in office and a new Justice Department, the statute of limitations will also have run on being able to do anything about any members of Hunter Biden's family.
Well, isn't that nice? I think what's also interesting about this is the timing of it, because you have Trump say he wants Kash Patel for FBI director, and then just a day or so later is when Biden makes this pardon. And I know it was right before his sentencing was supposed to happen, which I think was Wednesday. What do you think of the Kash Patel pick to lead the FBI?
People must be, the corrupt folks inside the FBI must be quivering with fear right now, because Kash Patel has, look, he's somebody who is going to go in there and very clearly has promised he's going to clean things up, which is what needs to be done with the FBI. And he has proven that, unlike so many other people that often take positions in Washington, he doesn't care if the editorial pages of the New York Times or the Washington Post are criticizing what he's doing. In fact, he'll probably think that means he's doing the right thing.
That's true. And I know he's been big with January 6th, supporting the families of people who have been impacted by that,
right?
Because their loved ones been sitting in a jail cell for 4 years with no trial. I mean, do you think Trump's still going to be pardoning a lot of those people who really did nothing? I understand keeping the people in jail who actually did do something, but there's so many people who didn't.
I think he should. Look, if you engage in criminal trespass, fine, you should be punished. But criminal trespassing, when it's prosecuted by states, what happens? You might end up in jail for 6 months. People being put in prison for years and years and years, some of the individuals having gotten sentences of 10, 20 years, That is outrageous. Those are people who actually have been treated differently. Those are people subject to the selective prosecution that Joe Biden says his son was subject to. And in fact, I hope President Trump will do something to relieve those families. And frankly, get people out of jail who've served more than enough time.
Right. And I'm sure lawsuits will follow. Hey, Hans, thanks as always. Have a great Monday.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Talk to you next week. When we come back, have you seen the guy that Trump has picked to lead the DEA? I'll tell you what, I like 99% of Trump's picks. I am not a fan of this guy, and I'm going to tell you why. Plus, we're going to get a check of business when we come back. Welcome back. I'm Kim filling in for Mark. He'll be back tomorrow. Carl, you and I are trying to figure out if it's starting to flurry.
Channel 2 says it's starting to snow.
We have two big windows in the studio here in downtown St. Louis, and I can't really tell. If it is, it's very, very, very light. But we all know as soon as like a single snowflake falls on the ground, drivers don't know what to do with themselves, and there's accidents up the wazoo. What's up with that?
But so far, Sue says it's great.
I don't want to jinx it. I'm just saying that's just for whatever reason. It's like when it rains. As soon as it rains, people just flip out and no one remembers how to drive, apparently. So let's pray that there are no issues on the roads and that this isn't, it doesn't sound like it would be much of any accumulation if it does snow, and it should be out of here by 10. So no big deal. But still, I mean, I did enjoy the snow on Saturday. That was really pretty. All right, let's get a check of business with Nicole Murray. Nicole, how was your Thanksgiving? And did you guys get snow like we did?
We did not get snow. We got a lot of rain. It was nice. Just, you know, a lot of food. A lot of food. What about you guys?
Thanksgiving was fantastic. So much good food, good family time. And we were talking about the snow. We must have gotten at least four or five inches here in parts of the St. Louis area.
Aw, see, this may be an unpopular opinion, but I want snow. I look forward to snow this time of year, and we really haven't gotten much in Jersey just yet.
Yeah, and then on December 25th, on Christmas, it will be 82 degrees.
It was seriously, I think, mid-70s last year. It was weird. But I was thinking, as I was watching the snow falling on Saturday, I'm thinking, that would be so sad to live in an area like California where you just never see snow. You know? It's just not a thing, right?
Well, they have mountains.
Yes, mountains. But it's not like you're going to be sitting outside your home in Orange Beach, California, and you're going to be watching snow falling. That's a huge deal if they have any snow. I'm not talking
any
about mountains.
Liquid. If it rains, it's a big deal. The city shuts down.
See?
Aww.
That's the thing. All right. Aw, we feel bad for
California.
Them, but not that bad because it's California.
It's always 75.
All right, Nicole, what's going on in the business world?
All right, so futures are slightly lower. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 188, the NASDAQ gained 157, and the S&P 500 up 33. St. Anne-based supermarket chain Save-A-Lot has sued a John Doe for emailing its business partners false information, resulting in a loss of millions of dollars. In a lawsuit filed in a Missouri federal court, Save-A-Lot alleges that an unknown person has been in contact with this business partners, attempting to damage Save-A-Lot's reputation and convince the partners to breach their contract with the grocery chain. A Montana artist is accusing Anheuser-Busch of using his illustration of a jumping bass to advertise and sell Busch Light brand products without his permission. The original agreement in 1999 has expired, and the artist asked AB to stop using his work. Instead, the beer maker made trivial and superficial alterations to the illustration, removed Wright's name from the piece, and claimed its own copyright of the image on clothing, according to the lawsuit. SunFed is recalling whole cucumbers distributed in 26 states and Canada because they could contain salmonella. The produce was sold between October 12th and November 26th and is currently being pulled from store shelves. The cucumbers were shipped to Pennsylvania, Washington, Missouri, and more. Black Friday online shopping this year was king. According to MasterCard, sales at brick-and-mortar stores grew by just 0.7% year-over-year. Meanwhile, Black Friday online shopping reached $10.8 billion in sales, which is a 14% year-over-year increase. Moana 2 topped the weekend box office with $221 million in domestic ticket sales, the top performance of a Thanksgiving weekend film ever. Wicked continued to defy gravity, adding $117.5 million in ticket sales for the holiday. And finally, a Saudi Arabia man earned a Guinness World Record for his collection of more than 3,000 different pieces of memorabilia related to comic book and TV franchise The Walking Dead. The Walking Dead Museum, which he built in his own home, features toys, books, games, and more.
Carl, you might be in the running for the Star Wars memorabilia.
That's not true. There's an entire museum out in California.
But I'm talking about just one person having that amount of stuff. That's different if it's a museum. That shouldn't count.
I would hope not, but maybe.
Nicole, do you realize that Carl is probably the biggest Star Wars fan you'll ever meet?
He's the biggest Star Wars. I'm one of the biggest Walking Dead. So we
really
can put our collection. Oh, yeah.
I've never seen Walking Dead.
I don't know why, but something about like the survival of the fittest of like, let's say Carl turned into a zombie right now. Like, what do you do? What do you do?
Aim for the head.
It's like Hunger Games.
Now, Nicole, did you like the graphic novels?
Of Walking Dead?
Yeah, that's how it started.
I know that's how it started, but I've only really seen the television show.
Okay, and so then do you follow Fear the Walking Dead and Stories of the Walking Dead and the new one that takes place in Europe for some reason?
I haven't been able to keep up with all of them at once. That's a lot of TV for me. But
no one has time for that, Carl.
Well, isn't Daryl Dixon on like right now?
He is. I believe he's on a spinoff along with Maggie. I think they brought Negan back.
It's a lot of TV.
What's more ridiculous is the fact that this is a world record. Some of the world records that are even a thing just are dumbfounding to me. Like the longest toenails and you see them curling around. Like, it's just gross. Some of these world records are just ridiculous to me.
At least The Walking Dead is cool.
To each their own, Nicole. I don't think I've seen a single episode of that.
Are you into like the horror genre at all?
Mm-mm.
Oh,
nope.
Like you get scared?
Oh, yeah.
Nightmares?
I didn't used to, but now I do. As an adult, now I'm scared. And I admit it.
Okay.
The real world is scarier.
It is scary, Carl.
That's also true.
Yeah, the real world really is honestly scarier. All right. Hey, thanks for chatting with us. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Thanks so much.
So I wanted to talk about this advertisement that I saw Glenn Youngkin is in. And it's funny because he's the, of course, the Virginia governor, and he's really trying to capitalize on the fact that the Republicans have won control of the House and the Senate and wants to make sure that people consider living in Virginia.
I'm Glenn Youngkin, governor of the great Commonwealth of Virginia. And to the new members of President Trump's administration moving to the area, I want to personally invite you to make Virginia your home. Virginia is right across the Potomac. We offer a great quality of life, safe communities, award-winning schools where parents matter, and lower taxes than D.C. or Maryland. It's why so many people choose Virginia as the best place to live, work, and raise a family.
That's smart. I mean, yeah, the perfect timing to put out something like that to say, hey, if you're moving here anyway, at least consider coming over to Virginia. I found this article on Not the Bee. It's the actual factual stuff from Babylon Bee, which is satirical. And Not the Bee is actually really funny. They have some good stuff on there. And they have this article talking about how many people move to southern states, but move to conservative states. And that's in keeping, obviously, with what we saw just play out with the election. But listen to this. So we know that Florida and Texas, obviously, I mean, huge as far as people moving from blue states like California to those states. So Florida alone had close to 373,000 people who moved there. Texas, 315,000. And then the other states with the biggest net migration are North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and Tennessee. Tennessee alone had 76,000 people move there. I think that's really interesting that so many people are that fed up to pick up and move, because that's a big deal, right? To actually sell your home like Ellen DeGeneres did and moved to what, London? Was that where she moved?
Somewhere in Europe.
I think she's planning on taking her wife around Europe. I don't know. I don't really care where Ellen DeGeneres went. I just know that she was one of the few celebrities who said, if Donald Trump wins this election, I'm leaving. And she actually did, which, you know what? I kind of applaud you. You actually stuck to your word, because a lot of these stars like Eva Longoria, I could name a bunch, but they all threatened to leave and said the world's ending if Donald Trump is elected. And guess what? Nothing happened. At least Ellen left. And let's be real. Are any of us really sad about the fact that she's no longer in the United States? I don't think so. But I do think that she's probably going to realize that life was better here and come back in a couple of years and be like, well, we talked about it. And we just felt like, you know, we're going to give it another try. She's going to have some bogus excuse about why she and Portia decided to come back. But that's big. The fact that a lot of these states, in fact, every state moved right a little bit to the right, more conservative. Counties that, you know, it were historically very blue moved to be more conservative this last election. People are moving in droves out of these blue states, these blue counties, these blue cities, and they're going to conservative areas. I didn't see Missouri on this list, and I don't know how many people are itching to get into Missouri. Sorry, home state. But I would be curious to see if we had any sort of migration when it comes to people who were, you know, ditching the blue states to come over to the land of the free. And that's why I live in St. Charles County, because it's the land of the free. And I was so thankful that, you know, they didn't shut down like St. Louis City did and St. Louis County under the leadership of Sam Page, or as Mark likes to call him, scam page, and I think that's a very appropriate name for him because it's exactly what he is. On the other side of the break, Ethan Bright here in studio. We're doing In Other News. I'm Kim St. Anjan for Mark.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In Other News.
Meghan Trainor opened up about her cosmetic procedure regrets on her November 20th episode of her Working On It podcast with her brother Ryan. She admitted to overdoing Botox on her forehead, which has left her struggling to smile. Jokingly, she said, "I messed up." Meghan's humorously shared how the changes have impacted her, noting her face now hurts when she tries to smile. Reflecting on the experience, Meghan warned against trying every cosmetic trend despite initial compliments that she received.
I've never done Botox, but you can almost tell when someone's had it because you can tell there's just not much expression on their face. And what's up with all the girls who are pumping their lips up so big? It looks ridiculous. The men listening out there, and you guys can speak for this too, Carl and Ethan, is that attractive? Like, do guys actually like that, or are the girls just doing it because they see other girls doing it and they think, well, I should do that too. It's attractive.
I'm going to go with answer number two.
I don't
care what your lips look like. Unless they look like giant balloons, then I'm like, whoa, that's crazy.
Well, that's how they look for a lot of women.
No, I know, but I'm like, that, you look kind of like a freak. Not going to lie.
But in my house, the Hallmark Channel is always on. And so that Lacey Chabert, or Chabert, whatever her name, the girl from Party of Five, she's got really dry lips, and she keeps putting, like, lipstick on it, so they're really red and really dry, and that's all I can focus on. So,
this is an interesting tale, Carl. The dry lips of somebody on the Hallmark Channel.
But she's, of all the takeaways you could have from a Hallmark movie, that's what you're going
with. And she's also on a Netflix Christmas movie now, too.
I'll look for her dry lips.
Well, we'll all tune in.
That's all I can see.
I get you, Carl. You focus on something, you just can't stop.
Yeah, you can't get rid of it.
Looks like Sean Diddy Combs is facing another civil lawsuit, this time filed by fashion designer Brianna Bungalon, who accused him of sexual battery, emotional distress, and false imprisonment. She alleges that Diddy threatened her life and dangled her over a 17th floor balcony during a confrontation. She claims to have eyewitnessed the abusive behavior towards his ex-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, whom she knew from work. Now, a spokesperson for Diddy denied the allegations, of course, labeling them baseless and expressed confidence that they will be disproven.
I mean, that guy's never going to get out of jail.
You know who really did that? Allegedly?
Suge Knight.
Suge Knight did it. Wasn't it to Vanilla Ice, wasn't it? That's how he got his
record deal.
Yeah. He dangled Vanilla.
Allegedly.
So much more, I feel like, is still to come out related to Diddy.
Yeah,
I feel like
trouble.
We've scratched the surface on what he's actually done, which is sad because some of the stuff that's come out about him assaulting women and celebrities, male and female celebrities, watching it and taking part in it, like, oh, it's just so disturbing.
When Kash Patel's in charge of the FBI.
Bye, Diddy.
We'll know.
Wayne Northrup, the actor known for his roles in Dynasty and Days of Our Lives, he has passed away. He was 77. The soap star's publicist said he died Friday at home following a years-long struggle with Alzheimer's. Wayne famously played tough yet kind-hearted detective Roman Brady on Days of Our Lives from 81 to 84.
He was the first Roman Brady, and then the second Roman Brady just died less than a month ago.
And 77 is, I would say that's young.
Not, that's not super old.
No.
And there's still there's a third Roman Brady. And you know, they say it happens in
threes.
Okay,
Carl,
let's
move on.
Let's not jinx that guy.
Are his lips dry? That's what I'm worried about.
No.
Okay.
Both Roman Brady, all three Roman Bradys are very attractive men.
Okay.
So author John Collins Black has launched a nationwide treasure hunt inspired by the spirit of adventure, featuring five hidden treasure chests with a combined value of over $2 million. If you want to do this, you're going to have to buy his new book. There's treasure inside. It provides detailed clues and the locations of the chests, but kind of where they're at. They contain an array of rare and historical items, including gold, shipwreck artifacts, and memorabilia from figures like Jackie Onassis, George Washington, and Wilma Rudolph.
Huh.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, didn't the last time they tried this, someone hid something like in the middle of the desert and was found in a week?
Probably.
Well, hopefully they hit it better this time.
This is a giant ploy, it sounds like, to sell his
book.
Sell his book.
Well, it's smart because people are going to be interested. I mean, these are the same people who have the metal detectors that you see out at the park, like the one I saw a couple weeks ago. But some of those people find a lot of, I mean, pretty great stuff. I just saw a story the other week of some guy who found something worth, like, I mean, it's millions of dollars.
Right.
So jokes on us for people like me who make fun of that.
Is it bad that I think like one person's going to buy this book and then just put it on the internet and everyone's going to just not buy his book and go search for these treasures? One quick one. The mystery of D.B. Cooper may have been solved.
They said
that there is a group. They say that the guy's name was Richard Floyd McCoy, who they think did it. And his kids have come out and said, hey, we've got the parachute. Come check it out. So the FBI is going to look into it and see if it's really him or not.
So I guess he's dead then.
Yeah, he's dead. The FBI thinks he died when he jumped out of the plane, so they don't really think it's him, but they're going to investigate it.
Well, there you go.
Do you know who he is?
Nope.
Good, thanks.
D.B. Cooper.
Sounds familiar. Couldn't tell you who he is.
Stole money.
Crazy story. Look it up.
Yep.
We're back after the break.
Get more at 971talk.com.